Jenya, I had that moment where I caught myself doing something yesterday, and I wanted to bring it to you because I wanted to know what it was. I watched a throwback show yesterday that would be somewhat of a guilty pleasure, and I thought this might be something that we could be judged on by our listeners, but
Yeah, so guilty pleasure curious. Television that you kind of watch in private, and you're like, I don't really want to throw this out there to somebody, but, you know, I'll talk about it if the conversation comes up. Okay, so what
the
is
thing
the
thing you caught yourself watching?
Yeah.
And then you realize that you would not share that in casual conversation.
And we're not talking about, like, when your kid's watching Paw Patrol and went for a nap and you ended up watching it for 30, because that's kind of natural. We're talking about you intended to sit down for 30-plus minutes.
You scrolled through Netflix, found it, and went,
this is happening. Okay. It's Sunday. What else is going on? You know, I'm going to watch this. So what is your...
I went home for lunch the other day, and during lunch, I started watching the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers series again. Yep. I mean, like from episode one.
The beginning?
When they first found their crystals. And I'm not talking about this movie garbage either.
Oh, yeah. Even though Bryan Cranston's in it, I'm like, it's still, you can't see it.
You can't tell.
Yeah. So we're talking 90s horrible effects. Like, they have the
it
little,
could be
like.
Today. My wife loves The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and I don't understand why those people. I should get half their money.
I do too.
Of course you do.
I got to see what's going on with Nene, Portia, Candy. Kim is back with her horrible plastic surgery. And Croy, he has to drive her around everywhere, and that's a big to do. But we're not going to talk. Cynthia, who's the model, and she's on our dating spree. I'm sure you know all about this.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I totally know.
Even Sherry knows that I like it so much. One time, her husband Bill was on a flight, and she texted me and goes, guess who he's sitting beside? And I was like, who? And she goes, Nene Leakes. And I was like, oh, my God, that is awesome.
Oh, my God. Oh.
So yours is Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
For now.
For now. Is there any more on the list that you would kind of like to bring to light here? And this is a safe space. Whatever you say here
is
between me and everyone who clicked on this podcast. So no worries.
I don't know. I know you had more than one. I'll have to rack back.
Do you want me to go
memory.
Through some of mine
yes,
and then make you feel better? It's not, I tell you mine, you tell me yours.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So don't judge me. So we already revealed Real Housewives of Atlanta. Your wife and I have that in common.
Yep.
Also on the list, I don't know if it's really a guilty pleasure, but Grey's Anatomy, I'll watch it like any episode. Netflix, I've probably seen each episode individually like 20 times.
She has binged her way through that.
She has?
Oh, yes, yes. That's why I have a TV in the basement.
Well, yeah. But the thing of it is, it's like, you know, you find yourself like, okay, so you're Power Rangers. You're like, well, there's really nothing else, especially in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Scheduling-wise, you know, they come up with all the good stuff during fall with schedules, and everyone gets pumped for that. And I'm like, well, we'll put it on Netflix. What did we do before Netflix? I don't even know. And I will be like, well, Grey's Anatomy is a go-to, The Office. But they're really not, like, too guilty pleasures, like embarrassing.
Those are popular trendy enough and popular enough. I mean, those things set the world on fire. Like, I go back and watch Seinfeld a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I don't feel like that's one of those things where...
Okay, you're going to pull it out of me, aren't you?
No, it was trendy enough.
Right. Popular enough that there's a following. It's not a cult following, but it's
right.
a legit following.
Like Friends. Like going back and binge-watching Friends, I could do that now, and there would be no judgment because Friends set the world on fire. I'm talking about the stuff that may or may not have been A, in your age range, or B, people watch that and were like, what is wrong with you?
So every now and then when I get a wild hair... on a Sunday afternoon, In the Kitchen with David on QVC.
What?
In the Kitchen with David on QVC.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so you need to learn what that is.
I feel like I don't want to.
Sunday afternoons, he does it. And I think, is it Thursdays too? I don't know. But he is a big personality. He's a UNC fan. That's cool.
Positive.
But he goes through all these gadgets. So, like, say the Ninja Blender will come in, and he's like, oh, my gosh, he's made this salsa and and he does little trivia bits. And it's all these, like, kitchen gadgets and stuff that makes you go, like, yes.
I totally want one of those.
I need that air fryer.
It is my credit card.
I need that silicone, like, pot holder. How many easy payments? Look at that pattern. And, you know, it's very repetitive. So they're like, okay, these casserole dishes, we again have the paisley purple here, the sunburnt orange here. We have the navy, the nautical navy. And they go through it. And you're watching the same thing over and over. But I don't know why. I'm just like, zoom, zoom, like mindlessly watching it. I'm like, yes, I need each of those. And then you hear the callers. They're like, hi, David. This is Suzanne. I love to entertain with my friends and family. And
you know that person's like just in the control room, just calling
in. Oh, yeah.
In.
That'd be like maybe like Josh calls real quick during this podcast. We've got a caller here. Hello. Love listening to you guys.
Josh had to go to the bathroom. But,
yeah. It's just me.
Oh, we got a call.
Oh, look. The phone
exactly.
is lighting up.
Exactly.
So that's one. Another one. And we're going to keep this bad opinions to yourself for
you know
this
what?
One.
I don't even care. I'll take
okay.
bad opinions.
Okay.
I'll take
okay.
the hate.
Okay.
I can handle it. I'm a big boy, physically and
here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
RuPaul's Drag Race. Thursday nights, 8 o'clock, Logo Television. And I...
How are we coworkers that get along this well? Because I would just leave a house if you're watching any of those things.
Well, I DVR it, number one.
Oh, darn.
And I watch it when I just have that, like, moment to myself. And I'm like... And it's just something intriguing to me. And I've watched it through all the seasons. Even when I didn't have the Logo channel, I would go to their website and I would pull it up the next day and I would watch it. And I have the ones that I root for. And I will tell you, I have a secret talent. I can predict who's going to be either number one or number two. Like, it's the one that I'm like, oh, yeah, work. Work, work. That's the one that's going to either be in the runner-up spot or going to win. And I just love it. And the way that they can just transform, come on. I'm looking at it and go, I wish I could wear it like that. And look at the. And sometimes I'll watch videos on the Facebook fan page for the show.
Oh my God.
And get makeup tips.
That's
this is how I should apply. Yes, that's exactly how I should apply bronzer.
Oh my.
Like
wow.
My chiseled cheek today. Thank you, RuPaul Drag Race. Now, it's not as predominant because I'm not on the stage except in 20s, but it's such a good show.
And that's where it
and
goes
my husband's like,
rails.
I'm off tonight. Can you please just watch that on your own? Thanks so much. But his guilty one, if we're going to throw folks under the bus,
sure.
Ghost Adventures.
Oh, where the guy's standing off in the dark room and closes the door.
Wait,
just
wait,
to generate.
I heard something. What did it say? It said, kill me. And it's like, nah.
It strikes me.
Nah.
That reminds me of the old Metal Gear Solid games where the guy would be like, I'm trying to sneak past you. And he would knock on a wall. And the card with a big question mark would go, what was that noise? And walk over there and immediately get aced.
He will DVR the living snot out of all of the episodes. And even their ones, he's like, well, that's when they were at the lighthouse and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to watch that. I'm like, and then this is the one where the haunted doll is in the
right.
basement. And then, you know, they're like, we're going to spend the night. And then everyone's in green because they have the night vision cameras on. They're like, what's that? What was that? And listen to the sound thing. I heard him say, get out. Did you hear it? Let's slow it down.
Laurel.
Yanny.
There are a bunch of scams, and ghost shows are one
I
of them.
I think so.
I mean,
chances are, I heard, like, get out. I'd be like, all right, no problem.
Yeah. I mean, if they really wanted
There's
to scare people,
I would
there
grab
would be.
The kid and dog and husband and, like, my grandmother's
Deuces.
Blanket. Bye.
Right.
Deuce. See you later.
So you talked about your secret ability to pick winners. My
On
wife
what show?
Always just.
What show?
I'm not going to mention the name of the show once.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
Start your engines.
Oh, God.
May
you
the
know
best
the theme.
Woman,
stop now.
Best woman win.
Oh, my God. My wife is always intrigued that we will sit down and occasionally watch Chopped on Food Network
mm-hmm.
in this huge marathon. I have this really, really bad habit of they go through what's in the secret ingredients
oh, yeah.
and I immediately pause the show and go, what would you make with those?
Oh, so when it's
and
like
I run
grape
down
jelly,
the list,
bread, and
what?
You have like three ingredients that go together and then they're like, and we're going to throw in sardines. And you're like, how am I going to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with sardines?
Exactly. I always tend to pause it and look at her and go, what would you make? And she looks at me like, what? Are you an idiot? What are you talking about? And I immediately roll
right.
off what it would be. And lo and behold, there's at least one person that does that, or the judges go, they really should have done this with it.
Yeah,
and
you
she's
have,
like, what is wrong with
you? Should
you?
Have taken that jelly, and you should have like did like a balsamic glaze with it and toasted
exactly.
the bread, and then laid the sardines on it with salt and pepper and used that as a glaze. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean. Well,
right. But I mean, she.
Oh, it's very interesting
one.
How creative these folks get, because I go in my cabinet and I go, we don't have any food. You have plenty of food. What are you fixing tonight? Tacos. Like, let's see. Tacos.
Yeah.
So.
Let's see. I have leftover Rice Krispie treats. I have 3 packs of tomato sauce. And I have, oh, look, 1 can of really, really old green beans and cream of chicken soup.
Oh,
let's have steak.
Yeah. We're going to have a chicken pot pie, and I'm going to roll out the Rice Krispie treats and then season it with garlic powder. And I'm going to mix the tomato soup and the cream of mushroom and chop up the green beans. And, oh, man, that's just delicious. And then put the little shavings and the smear of sauce on the plate when they take it on the spoon and go.
I was always chastised for playing with my food, but not now.
I'm just going to go like Rafiki on the Lion King. Simba. That's ketchup. Well, that's a good one. And you mentioned we were talking earlier about like Food Network shows, and there's another show that you're kind of into and will watch mindlessly.
Oh, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Guy Fieri.
Yep, I have the cookbook from that show and it's got maps of all these different places. We've just not gotten a wild hair and gone.
He was the first original Food Network star winner. I remember
he was
watching
the very
that.
First. That's correct.
It's just his personality sometimes a little much.
He oversells it, but that's his job though.
But I think it's just the way. Oh yeah, because did you see the show, the reality show? He tried to have people shows like him, and he's like, "All right, so when you're eating this sandwich, you have to be like, and the crust on this bread, it's got this crackling like crustiness,
exactly.
And the juices from the chicken, it's dancing on my palate, and I'm like, look, it's a grilled chicken sandwich." With the, what is that crispy vegetable? Oh, it's a pickle. It's a pickle. Yeah. and his appearance sometimes, too. I mean, the sunglasses on the back of the head. Guy,
it's
what's
the flip-flops.
Up?
Come on.
I don't know.
So unsanitary.
Yeah. Why are you coming up in here? Wear some closed-toed shoes. You're working in food. Like, what are you doing? I want a chef coat, an apron, and a hairnet. Wouldn't hurt you, buddy. He's probably got so much hairspray on that dude. And it's like, it ain't going nowhere.
Even Batali wears Croc. And I judge him harshly for that. That's right. He's so safe.
Does he wear socks with his Crocs? I don't know. His toes, I can't see them. It's fine.
Oh, God.
Well, I will. You know, Food Network is a safe one. I'll go to that. And I think Food Network Star is starting up soon. And I like that one, too.
It's already back.
Get on that. Oh, yeah, it's coming up soon. Oh, yeah, I need to watch it. Yeah, Food Network is a safe one. And then sometimes you'll go on television and, but again, you said those are popular shows like Golden Girls. Anytime I see Golden Girls, I got to watch. I even like Designing Women, even though that didn't have the popularity as Golden Girls did.
Sure.
Suzanne Sugarbaker. Yeah. So is there anything that also comes up on the guide that you see that and you're like, well, yeah, I'll watch it.
I realize I'm an 80s kid, so I love cartoons.
Of course.
And that's still a weakness for me at a certain extent.
80s
not
cartoons?
The new stuff.
Or?
Not the new
okay,
stuff.
Not,
new
okay.
stuff's
I'm
terrible.
Glad you clarified. Yeah, some of that stuff I just can't get into.
The Wacky Races. That's right.
With Penelope Pitstop.
That's correct.
Right?
That's correct.
See, I got you.
That's one.
That's
and
a good
then
one.
Anytime I see it on, and it means absolutely nothing, and I watch anyway, and I've probably already seen most of them, anything World Series of Poker. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm a poker fiend. I have an online poker account. I am a degenerate gambler. It's perfectly fine with me. I acknowledge it.
So that means you don't have a problem if you acknowledge it. I know what's going on.
No. It's just the first of 12 steps.
So can you kind of like judge who's bluffing and
oh,
stuff?
Oh, absolutely.
Even though they wear like sunglasses and stuff?
Mm-hmm. You can gauge it. Then you realize who's got the cards and who's like, oh, he's toast. Mm-hmm. His day is over. And then you start gauging the scenario. I'd bet into that.
Yeah.
I'd lose so much money.
Right.
But then you realize what it
you
takes to get
you mock me
into.
For RuPaul's Drag Race competition. I'd wear that dress and that wig.
My wife looks at me and goes, you're not even there to play. They show you all the cards. You know exactly what's going to happen. It's not the point.
I'm living vicariously through them.
That's right.
It's a point of view kind of television show. In virtual reality, if you had like a little headset and you're like, I'm in the game. Here comes Josh Limeberry in the game.
Deadliest Catch is that way. I would never go out on a boat in the ocean to pull crab out of the water.
Mm-mm. That one, I've watched like maybe one episode. I just,
There were a couple of seasons I watched from beginning to end. They were great, but.
Yeah. What is the one that they did the jobs?
Dirty Jobs with
Dirty
Mike
Jobs.
Rowe.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. And when it was a gooey duck, is that the thing? The gooey duck?
Yes.
Like, and all the things that he does. And I mean, I think he's really cool. He seems like one you're like, I'll buy you a beer.
He's
man.
That guy that went from narrator.
Yeah, he went from like doing truck commercials, like, yeah,
right.
Built Fort Tough.
He was like, oh, I'll narrate this Nat Geo Wild special. And then now it's like, here, Mike, go work at a sewage treatment plant for a day.
Why don't you clean at that sewer?
Right. Yeah. Oh, we make fertilizer here. Great.
Yeah, he's like, fantastic.
That dude's got me sitting in his office going, all right, if I'm not here, maybe they won't give me things to do.
I'm sorry, I'm busy doing voiceover work. I can't help you right now. Please. Take one for the team, Mike. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's Discovery. We're not doing a whole lot else.
Yeah, no. Come on. It's not Shark Week. Yes. We got to do something.
We got to have filler. It's not Shark Week's not for another 8 months.
The Megalodon isn't alive. It isn't real. We got to do something. So that's a good one. Yeah, yeah.
I've also watched, up until recently, every single, and I mean all of them, every single prison documentary that Netflix has on file.
Really?
Yep.
And I don't know. So not just How to Get Away with Murder. I mean, No.
None of that. Not just
the one, the guy that was in prison.
Making a Murderer.
Making a Murderer.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
No. I'm talking about
with Brandon
footage from prisons and like talking about brotherhoods and the gangs there and all these things and how that runs through prison. I don't know why. I've watched
I can't
all.
Judge you because I will watch stuff on the occult sometimes because it just fascinates me how people can get into that lifestyle. I'm like, are you serious?
Right.
This guy's wearing a toga and he's telling you to come live on this farm and like make his breakfast every day. And you're like,
exactly.
I felt the love pouring out of him. And I'm like, mm-hmm. What? What is this? So I think it's like, it's that curiosity mm-hmm. and it's,
a part you can't turn it off.
That we're never going to experience, but we're like, let's see
I
how
hope
the
not.
Human.
I hope not. There's no guarantee.
Depends on. I mean, the day is young.
Yeah. Work gets crazy.
And this is the last podcast live from behind the Smart. Plexiglass. It's Josh. Orange looks good
on
you.
It's not plexiglass.
Yeah, I think it's just part of that. Just curiosity, mm-hmm. human curiosity with stuff like that. So that's. I mean, that's kind of a guilty pleasure because you're yep. like people would be like, whoa, why are you watching this documentary
right.
on serial
it
killers?
On TV once.
Yeah.
And now it's on Netflix, and I'm like binge.
Yeah, that's why with my account, I've made separate accounts because, you know, with Netflix, the first account is the person who pays for it. The second one is Parasite 1. The third one's Parasite 2. And then you're like, yeah, great. So I have a couple of people on there and I'm like, I don't want them to judge me. So I make their own little accounts because, you know, it's
right.
like continue watching. And they're like,
what were you watching?
Why? Are
you should come over and check this out. And then what was that?
Tried to watch a Disney film and noticed you were watching blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, don't judge me. Can I delete it off of the history? It's not like browser history. I gotta clear this out. I can't do it.
So. Now, that would be a good one to pull one over on somebody. You go to their house and you're like, oh, yeah, we'll watch this on Netflix. And while they're getting their chips from the other room, you mm-hmm. switch over and see what the next person had been watching in the household.
Oh, yeah.
Judge.
I'm gonna judge
oh,
you.
Oh, God. Husband, is he?
Right. Like, my husband will watch these obscure, like, horror movies, and I'm like, what is this? Like, stuff you've never heard of. And you're like, meh.
Horror movies mean nothing to me. I don't waste my money at the theater. We'll get into that, I'm sure.
Made the list. Yeah, if y'all have any guilty pleasures or if mm-hmm. you share in our weird, wacky interest, let us know.
Yeah, send it to us on social.
Yeah, social, Twitter, Facebook, Insta, Snapchat. You can add me on Snapchat.
Yeah, add Jenya.
Yeah, that's add fine. Me. Or you can go under our Behind the Mic, and there's some links to
yeah.
how to get in touch with us and
absolutely.
Stuff. So it's been fun. So I think I'm going to hop off here and maybe once our workday is done, go on the old Netflix.
I got Power Rangers at lunch, man. I can set my clock by it.
You could probably like be watching it right now, and I was none the wiser with that laptop in front of you. He's been watching it
it's
the whole time.
It's been on mute this whole time.
I know exactly what they're saying in this scene.
I've sat three tables of Poker Stars while we're sitting here.